Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
You know, I've been thinking when I was a kid, I would watch like Live PD or Cops and stuff like that. Did you guys like watch that or like Sesame Street?
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John here with Jamie, and sorry that I use the drive-thru as like my therapy time.
Do you just start conversations with every drive-thru attendant you interact with?
You know, would you be surprised to hear the answer is sometimes?
What if we get really rich off this someday and we have to pay my daughter a lot of money for using her voice?
I'm okay with that.
She will sue us for everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then we can cover it.
But I feel like we could also just alternatively offer her a bunch of like milkshakes and she'll be good.
Yeah. Sonic gift cards are her love language. Yeah. So the last episode of True Crime to Go, we covered a crime that took place in Knoxville, Tennessee, while I was in Tennessee. And we got another one today, John. So why don't you get us rolling?
This one is wild, and it happened very recently. It happened on June 21st, 2025, when Knoxville, Tennessee was featured on the TV show. Like, it's like Live PD, but they've changed the name. What is it? It's On Patrol Live now, okay. Something like that. So Knoxville, Tennessee, the police was kind of doing a routine stop that turned into a life-threatening ordeal. And the wildest thing is this was captured on live TV. So when they say it's live, it was legit live. So you saw this happen. The story of Deputy Dalton Swanger.
What a deputy name. I love that. Deputy Swanger reporting for duty.
Yeah, it turned into a violent encounter that left him fighting for his life. And at the time of us recording, that's still where this is at. So there will be updates to this story.
Yeah, I'm really hoping he's okay. He responded to a shots fired call in the Powell area over on Stanley Road.
Know exactly where all this is at.
Yeah, yeah. It was, again, being filmed for On Patrol Live, so it's real time, which sounds like it could be, traumatic for people who aren't ready. Hopefully there's some good warnings there. But about an hour and 17 minutes into this broadcast, he is seen grabbing a rifle from his patrol car trunk as the cameras switch to night vision. He and two other deputies approached a couple outside a home who reported a disturbing situation. The woman told them about a crazy ex who had been stalking the house, said they heard gunshots and her husband had called out into the wooded area nearby, only to hear somebody running away.
So yeah, the deputies had to go into the woods. At this point, they had their flashlights out and they were, you know, doing their typical thing, just yelling, "Sheriff's office, come out with your hands up." But their calls were met with profanity-laced taunts from a suspect, and this had to be bleeped out on the air. So I think there was probably a few second delay.
Yeah, there's a short delay, yeah.
But not like it wasn't filmed one day and then aired the next. I mean, it's a few seconds.
It's common for live television, so yeah.
So the suspect was later identified as a 44-year-old man named Christopher Michael Hensley, and you can hear him yelling about a .357 firearm and daring deputies to come closer. He was shouting things like "shine your light over here" and using some profanities. And then he would tell officers, like taunting them, "I've got something for you." Well, the deputies went further into the woods. They were following the sound of a woman yelling, and then they could, of course, hear Hensley's aggressive outburst. Then the situation escalated. The audio captured a commotion and viewers saw Swanger fall. Moments later, you could hear him yelling, I got hit. I got knocked out. He hit me with something hard.
This is such a scary situation to be going into. I mean, thankfully there is some strength in numbers with several officers working together here, but going into a wooded area, looking for somebody who's ahead of you just is very, very dangerous. And it's a very tense situation. And the injury to Swanger was severe. Blood streamed from a hole in the top of his head. He insisted at the time that he was fine, even as he was struggling to walk around and to get up and breathe. Another deputy asked if he needed medical attention, and he, while he was kneeling on the ground, just said, "I'll be all right," before somebody helped him get up and walk away. At this point, the show cut to a commercial, and when it returned, deputies were still searching in the woods for Hensley. Sirens filled the air as the camera crew followed four deputies to a different neighborhood. They detained a man walking down the street, but it turned out to be somebody else.
Yeah, so the real suspect, Michael Hensley, he was caught, but it wasn't until 6:20 the next morning. So that was Sunday, June 22nd, and he faces a slew of charges: attempted second-degree murder, aggravated assault on a first responder, domestic assault, possession of a firearm with the intent to go armed, and manufacturing, delivering, selling, possession of a controlled substance. And he's being held on bond, but it is a $2 million bond.
Deputy Swanger is still in critical condition. At the time of this recording, it is several days till this will be released, so hopefully he'll be headed the right direction and out of the woods. They believe that he was hit in his head by a rock or a brick, although they have yet to confirm which it may have been. The Knox County Sheriff's Office has not released any updates since the initial report, but obviously this has shaken the community. It's one thing for a domestic situation. I imagine officers respond to those often, but to have an officer be injured in this way and it being caught on live TV is just wild for people to see. Because I know Knoxville is a pretty big city, but people know each other. Like, this is kind of on the outskirts, I think.
Yeah, Powell's not right downtown Knoxville. This is kind of a nice neighborhood in Knoxville. So, yeah, our thoughts and prayers are with Officer Swanger. And if there are any updates, and I'm sure there will be, but at the time of this recording, those are not available. We will keep you posted.
Yep, guys, we appreciate you. And this is another Knoxville case for this week. Maybe we'll go to a different city next week. But for now, this has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.